tweet riled up. Post-Brexit rules have meant there's been no functioning government in Belfast for 2 years. But the Democratic Unionist Party has done a deal with Westminster, which the EU knows about. Hilary Benn speaks for Labour.
We need to work together to prevent the institutions from collapsing again in the years ahead. All of us in the House. Stability is everything.
Court documents reveal a man shot dead by police in South London was a convicted stalker under a restraining order. Bryce Hodgson was banned from entering Bywater Place in Surrey Quays when he forced his way in yesterday, armed with crossbows, a knife and a sword. Nicola Sturgeon's become tearful while giving evidence to the COVID inquiry when she was asked about her leadership during the pandemic. The former First Minister of Scotland admitted she didn't get everything right. She's also revealed she deleted WhatsApp messages, but insist they weren't used for government decision-making. Amer Anwar represents the Scottish Bereaved Families for Justice group.
To say that they are deeply unsatisfied is an understatement. As expected, Ms Sturgeon delivered a polished performance. However, the bereaved do not accept the basis for why every single WhatsApp in a significant period of the pandemic was deleted.
Two boys are among three people who've been arrested following the fatal stabbing of two teenagers in Bristol. It happened in the Knowle West area on Saturday. Trains between major cities in Scotland have been cancelled because of strong winds. Services have been affected in Dundee, Glasgow, Aberdeen and Edinburgh as gusts of 80 miles per hour. Pulled from TikTok overnight. Talks between the app and her label Universal on a new contract have broken down. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
Oh, thanks, Kat.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we'll see a band of patchy clouds. This will gradually clear away. The early hours leaving mostly clear sky. Second part of the night. Now heading over to Thursday, it will be a dry and a cooler day with hazy sunny spells throughout, although some variable cloud will develop at times. It's going to be highs of 9 tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, winning improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 Visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello, welcome to Wednesday on Drive. I'm Joe.
And I'm Emily.
Emily's back after Christmas. How are you doing, Em?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, all good, all good. So we'll be chatting to Emily a little bit later and see what she's been up to. And we've got guests today as well coming in. Such a full show. But let's kick it off with a brilliant 80s classic from one of the best singers to ever have walked this earth. Whitney, How Will I Know? I know. Well, I'll tell you what I do know. The two at 2:30, 3:30 even this morning, we're having a big go. Half two at 3:30, Home and Away segment back again today. Yes, where I play you two tracks that were number one on this day. One in the UK and one in the USA. I've gone back to the 80s again, but I want you to guess what the year is. Not the decade, because I've already given that one away. So even our Emily, who wasn't even born then, was you, Em? No. So you can have a little guess, though, can't you, as well? Even though you've not heard it. Yeah, so all that is coming up around 3:30. Classic songs as well. I can't wait to play them. But now, back to the 80s again. Move on, darling. Darling, Tracy Ullman, yes. And she did actually have the first ever Simpsons clip on her show when she went over to America. I think she was in, it was Girls on Top she was in. It was a programme with French and Saunders. And I was going to say Ruby Walsh, but it wasn't Ruby. Oh, it's another Ruby. And, it was a brilliant comedy over here on ITV, I think it was, back in the day. And to America, and she did really super well out there, and it was like a sketch show, and the very first one that they had was The Simpsons, and it was in black and white. There you go. Brilliant for a quiz night, to be fair. Now, we have got loads of stuff coming up. We've got a brilliant 4 at 4:30. I'll tell you a little bit later about that. We've got our Emily in the studio as well, so just say another hello, Emily. So, Emily, if you are listening in for the first time, our Emily, you are just local, aren't you, from Billericay?
Yeah, I'm a student from Billericay and I'm studying A-levels at the moment.
And that's why you was off for a few weeks as well, wasn't you? You had your voice went as well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I've been going round, so I'd be careful.
Yeah, everyone's had it, but you're all clear now, thankfully.
Yeah, I'm all right now.
Otherwise, there'd be no one left at the studio because we'll all get the flu.
You've all got dead.
So we've all got loads going this afternoon. So we'll hear from more from Emily. We'll find out what's going on locally. But now we've seen.
seems to be going by so low. I watch your head to get so low. You're so, you've been waiting in the sun too long. But if you sing, 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 sing.
Fantastic challenge for an inspiring cause. Why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEH BAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEH BAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEH BAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 15.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Actually, speaking of Brentwood Town, we had Steve Linton in at the show last Friday. He's going to be a regular, coming every Friday afternoon, just to tell us what's update on Brentwood Town, the football club, see what the boys have been up to. Also, talking about the Project 3G, which is all, like, for the community. It's all exciting stuff there. And so every week we'll be, sorry, every month, I'll be catching up with Steve Linton, finding out what's going on. And you can catch up as well, as you can with the one that we just had on Friday. You can go to phoenixfm.com, go to Joe Bailey or Drive, and you can catch up with our conversation there. The first one was really just getting to know Steve, what he's all about, and how he fell in love with his local football team, as well as being a hammer. So there you go. Now, though, we have got a song from our A-list. This is probably one of my favourites, but there's so many in this A-list, I don't never know which one to pick. This is Blossoms featuring with a to-do list.
Slow songs, they make you cry. Delete their number, it's memorized on your fingertips for the rest of your life.
Don't look like I thought I was too. Just the time. It doesn't know if it's there, where or am I? You are the rose colored you and your mind. Faces of someone you left their heart out.
First, self-preservation.
Remember whatever you do, do not call. I've been one, my heart breaks not taught. In school to walk is what we're in for. Gotta call myself a dude to be sure, but I was foolish. When I wanted to see your face, if I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know that. I know now, might be a time and place. When I wanted to see your face, if I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know that. I know now, might be a time and place. When I wanted to see your face, if I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know.
Coming up in a minute, we'll check out the travel, see what's happening on the roads. But now, Emily, you've got a
I've requested Kelly Clarkson since she's been gone, and I also have a fun fact for it.
Oh, come on then, you know I love facts.
So, the song was actually offered for Pink, but she turned it down, and it also almost went to Hilary Duff.
Oh, really? Oh, that would have been quite good, all of those. Maybe they should have done...
I wanted to hear that.
Yeah, three of them. Maybe they should all do it together.
True.
Yeah.
You've been gone.
was Since You've Been Gone with Kelly Clarkson. Coming up now, though, we've got this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, in Brentwood, there's slow-moving traffic on the Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street. A1023 at Wilson's Corner. And at Rochford, there's roadworks at Ashenden Road, causing very slow traffic there in and around Rochford Town Centre. A12 London bound, slow traffic between Junction 27 and Junction 26, A Dash Green. Usual slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between Prince Regent's Lane and Lodge Avenue flyover. The travel time there, we're looking at around 15 minutes. And just head up to Colchester quickly. There's slow moving traffic on the northern approach southbound between via Urbis Romney and Burgo Road. Now, on the reduced service now on the C2C still at Fenchurch Street, all due to the industrial action. Let's head over to the tube for you. Going through this quickly today, there's still severe delays on the Naughty Central line due to a shortage of trains. Trains are not stopping on the Metropolitan line northbound at Preston Road and Northwick Park. And finally, Underground Station is still closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town. And there'll be more updates from me in an hour.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in. Get things done.
Sign of life.
David Bowie with Modern Love. Remember, we've got Carol in the studio in about 10 minutes or so. Now, Emily, you've come up with our 4:30 today, haven't you? What is it?
I have. I heard before at 4:30 today is time.
Yes, so if you at home have a song that you love with the word time in it, you know what to do. Get hold of us at radio@phoenixfm.com or on my socials at Joe Bailey Music. It is always as simple like that, isn't it, Emily?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever done that, though? No, you haven't, have you? This is why. You'll have to do those soon, yeah. But now we've got our two at 3:30 where they're our home and away. So they're two songs that were on this number one, one in the UK and one in the US. I just want to know what the year is. Yes. So that was number one on this day in the USA. Yes, that was taken from the film White Nights as well. Was it Mikhail? Oh, Berish. Oh, I forgot his name. Oh, goodness me. You'll have to let me know, Radio Phoenix FM, please. Right, but number one in the UK was Aha. The Sun Will Always Shine on TV. It was in the 80s. I did give that away. It was actually 1986. There we go. If you got it right, give me a shout. Or, yeah, pat yourself on the back. Go on, pat yourself on the back. Anyway, now on the show, we do have our guest. We've got Carol Whitman from the Rural Community Council of Essex / Essex. He's actually got the T-shirt on there as well. A community connector of Brentwood and surrounding areas as well. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Joe. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Oh, no, thanks for coming along. You've got you brightened up the studio when you walked in, though, as well.
Thank you.
So, Carol, listen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I'm a registered nurse. So I'm incredibly passionate about people's health and well-being. And I also am an active person. I've always been an active person. So doing a job like this where it gets people, helps people get active is perfect. I love doing it.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. And my role is kind of connecting people to exercise.
Right.
So whatever that exercise is, whatever people want to do, it's different for absolutely everyone.
Yeah.
But I love doing that. I do stalls. I go along to classes to promote those. No 2 days are the same.
So how did you actually start off and get involved with the community, being a community connector even? Oh. I couldn't say it.
Well,
let alone do it.
Well, yeah. It's just very interesting because I'd never heard of a community connector before, but no. I saw the role and I thought, oh, this suits me. I'd love to do something like this. So I applied and I've loved it ever since, and I've been doing it for probably 17, 18, 19 months even.
Wow,
So quite some time, but I love it and love doing it.
Well, I suppose you deal with so many different types of people as well throughout the whole of the community, don't you?
Absolutely. That's the thing. You never know who's coming along, and I've always loved people and interacting with people, different types of people. I think in my nursing career, I met so many different types of people interacting with them. So I suppose it's just, again, with people. And I think because I know that exercise is described as the miracle drug, and it is something that really can make a difference to your health and well-being. For me, it's hugely motivational to help people to find something that they would enjoy and would suit their lifestyle. It won't be the same for everybody.
Yeah.
It'll be completely different.
Yeah. That's the thing. But you said that there's a stall as well. So you go out into the community and you have all the stalls. So if anybody's kind of looking into getting them more active and they're not sure what they can do, you can help them kind of direct them into the right sort of what they should be doing, whether walking or going to the gym or something like that. Is that kind of what you do?
Absolutely. So tomorrow I'll be on the Brentwood Community Connect trailer, which will be parked in a location. We have lots of different partners on that. And I'll have lots of information about all different activities. I also have an active page, which is Find Your Active Brentwood, where I post loads of low-cost or free activities that are going on in the area, so people are aware. So if anyone is looking for something, and on my Facebook page, all my details are on there.
Oh, wow.
My email, my telephone number, and on Messenger. So people regularly contact me for all sorts of reasons. So anybody listening today, if they think, oh, I'd really like to find something, I'm new to the area and I don't know what's going on, you can always message me or have a look on my Facebook page and see what I've got on there. If something doesn't suit you or there's something particular you'd like, message me and find out a little bit more.
So I didn't realise all that kind of thing went on. I knew, obviously, about Active Essex, but I didn't know you could literally go along and speak to someone and say, look, this is the situation. I mean, this is really active. What do you suggest for me? That is brilliant. It's like a one-to-one.
People always say to me that they had no idea about it.
Yeah.
Because it's a fairly new role.
Right.
And people do, people do come and chat to us. And it's lovely now because I've been in the community. I've lived in this area a long time. But when I do stalls over and over, often I get feedback from people. Come back and say, oh, that class you recommended for me, I feel so much better. It was really good. So it's a really rewarding job to do.
It's amazing. Because obviously we know the benefits of getting out into the fresh air it's used to say blowing away the cobwebs. Take time out literally to breathe as well. So that really does help. It's a huge help with anxiety as well. But kind of what other benefits would you say that getting out and being active can help with?
So when you exercise, your brain releases feel-good chemicals like endorphins and serotonin that really improve your mood, make you feel a whole lot better.
Yeah.
It also is a stress reliever exercise because it lowers your stress-related hormones, which would be adrenaline and cortisol. So that, again, that makes you feel a whole lot better. And it breaks that tension cycle because it actually relaxes those muscles.
Yeah.
So you feel a whole lot more relaxed. And because your brain and your body are so closely tied together, if you exercise the body, it impacts the brain as well. Mm. And you can feel so much better. It really lifts your mood. It can boost your self-confidence because people set goals and then they maybe meet those goals and that gives them a feeling of achievement. Mm. Sometimes it improves their body image because they feel better about the way they look maybe. Sometimes they meet new friends from going to a class, which is also another really good thing. And sometimes when people are low, maybe in mood, they turn to negative patterns. Maybe they think negatively or they overeat or they drink too much. Whereas exercise is one of those ways where you can really turn that negative energy into positive energy.
Right.
And it can make you feel so much better.
Yeah, no, I completely get you. I mean, what kind of type of exercises would you recommend for someone that's just basically starting out? They've been struggling with their mental health. There's so much going on in the world at the moment. There's so many more people that are really struggling at the moment, and some people don't feel that they can talk about it. But if someone was to come up to say, look, you know, what's the best exercise just to start with? Just so I could do something really simple, easy, and doesn't cost a lot or anything at all, really. What would you suggest, Carol?
I would say any type of exercise, whatever appeals to you, whatever you enjoy, do that. I would say when you exercise, where you get your heart pumping a little bit faster and you get that oxygen going around your body, that's probably a good way of knowing it's probably a good thing for your mood. But another good thing in the fresh air, if you're outside, that also does a lot of good for your mental health. So I'd say, you know, it's a mixture of things and really what appeals to you. Because if you don't enjoy something, you're not going to do it. So finding something you enjoy doing and going with that is fantastic.
Mm. But it's great that people can actually get in touch with you to find out as well. So even if something works for them, they can still come back and you say, well, try this as well. You know? So you know sort of like classes that people can go to as well if they want to be involved with other people that might be struggling as well. So you know all of areas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So which area do you cover exactly?
So I just cover the Brentwood area. I do. Right. There are other community connectors that work, you know, for the same organization who are working in different areas, but I just cover the Brentwood area. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, because it's Brentwood itself plus the villages, it's quite a big area and there's a lot of classes. You'd be amazed at how much. I mean, I've lived in this area for almost 30 years and I've discovered so many classes, and even some of them I wouldn't even know what they were. Like, for example, a class called Stroller Size. I thought that would be with buggies, but it's actually line dancing to 50s and 60s music.
No.
And it's such a lot of fun. People love it.
Stroller Size, you would think that, wouldn't you? That's brilliant. I love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, Carol, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play your song because you've requested a song. I think it's brilliant. So we're going to have a little dance around to that. Going to have the ads, and then we're going to come back. So I want to catch up with other stuff and how people can get hold of you as well again, just to know. So know that I'm going to be wanting to talk to you afterwards as well about what we can do. So what was it, the song?
The first in Dancing Queen would be great.
I think it's brilliant.
You ready, Em?
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price. With finance available for this campaign. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villarrique's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, so now we are back here on Phoenix FM with Carol Wakeman from the Rural Community Council of Essex / Active Essex, and she's a community connector at Brentwood and the surrounding areas. I've still got that right, haven't I?
Absolutely.
I'm quite proud of myself, to be fair. I might give myself a clap. There you go.
Listen, Carol, it's case studies.
Right, have you got any individuals where... Look, you said you've been doing this for about 18 months, right?
I have.
So there must be some stories that you have with individuals that you have literally changed, that helped to change their lives.
So I suppose because I set people up to do exercise, and I don't always know exactly what happens later on, but quite often when I'm on a stall or somebody will message me to say how much they are enjoying a class, which has been really wonderful, and how much better they are feeling as a result of it. I mean, obviously exercise is not instead of any prescription drugs, but
of course
it's really makes a huge difference. And I did have one particular man who recently lost his wife, feeling very low, and just wanting an exercise class actually for men only.
Yeah.
And I found that class for him, and he found, and then made new friends, and he absolutely loved it. And he messaged me to say how much better he was feeling.
Wow.
And just that it made a huge difference to him. So it's really rewarding, and so many people do come. Like tomorrow we'll be on a stall, and no doubt there'll be people that I've met before that will come back and tell me something, which is amazing. I love doing it.
Wow. Yeah, so right. It's all about being visible, isn't it, really, and helping to spread the word. So, exercise is something that I know that I need to do an awful lot more of. And I always start it off, but I just need the push. And it's actually keeping the momentum, really. And I do need it, I think, for mental health as well as my physical health. I think everybody needs it as well as be a little bit more honest about why we're doing things as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's keeping the momentum up. Have you got any kind of tips and tricks of that?
Oh, well, I'd say set reasonable goals. Begin slowly and build up over time. Don't expect to go from 0 to 100 because you just don't want to put that pressure on yourself. Set goals that fit your needs and your abilities. Something that you're going to really enjoy doing, because as I said, I think before, if you do something you don't enjoy and it's just a chore, you will not look forward to it. See it as a way of helping yourself get better, and not because anything that's got the word chore or work attached to it, I don't want to
do. It's not going
to
be fun, is it? Yeah.
No. And think of what stops you exercising. You know, if you're self-conscious and you don't really want to be out in the public area, Active Essex has a fantastic YouTube channel where there's all sorts of activities. Just put in what you want in exercise classes. You can do in your own home, or if you want to do it with a friend, you know, make sure you go with someone to keep you going, or if it needs to be low cost. I have ideas on my Facebook page, but you know, walking is a great one. We've got some wonderful parks around this area. And be kind to yourself. You know, if you miss a class or you miss exercising for a bit, just be kind to yourself and just go back to it. And just praise yourself for the things you have achieved rather than beating yourself up for the things you haven't.
Yeah.
But if, you know, If you haven't been active for a long time, I'd say join a structured, maybe supervised program where there'd be something regular. So you know there'll be people going every week or every time you want to go, so that there'll be people there to encourage you.
That's amazing.
So
that works. That makes so much sense.
And but maybe get your... Oh, sorry.
No, go. Yeah. No.
Maybe get a healthcare professional support as well. Yeah. Obviously, they know what medication you are, what would be good for you, you know, with the, with your condition and your medication, so they could give you some extra support as well.
That's amazing. Because, I mean, like you say, it is, even if people don't like talking about their mental health sometimes, so if they could just come up to you and say, I wouldn't even have to mention about their mental health, but they could still ask for an exercise class.
Definitely.
And of course, that's a knock-on effect. That will help them as well, won't it? So people don't have to come and be really open with you, Carol, do they?
No.
And tell you all their woes. They can if they want to, though, right?
They can if they want to, exactly.
Yeah, but then you will just be there to be
able... Role,
yeah. That's not your role,
not
but
really,
you could direct people,
exactly.
couldn't you, essentially?
Yes, yes.
So the right exercise, because it is Find Your Active, as you've got on your T-shirt.
Exactly, that's me.
That's great. So, Carol, where can we find you again? We've got about a minute left before we go up to the news. So where can we find you again?
So I have a page called, my Facebook page called Find Your Active Brentwood.
Yeah.
And you'll find me on, you can message me on there on Messenger. You'll find my email address and my telephone number is also on there. I do only work part-time.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for anything specific and you know, you want a particular location, let me know where you are and what sort of thing you're looking for. And I can try and help you find that as soon as I can.
That's amazing.
I'm aware of many. You could always come along to, you know, on the trail tomorrow. We'll be outside.
Got the stalls.
The Daily Breads. So we're quite often on a stall with loads of information on there.
Brilliant.
So you can always visit us on...
Carol, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Hang on.
There you go.
It'll all be on the website soon. But now here is the news.
From the...